Okay.
Yoshit, passing out there over there. This Shabbos says we're going to read Parshas Masay alone, without Parshas Matos. That's not going to happen again right for another 21 years, one of these calendar quirks. So just Parshas Masay this Shabbos. Parshas Masay gets its name from the beginning. It says Eila Masay. These are the journeys, the travels of Bnei Yisrael. The Torah lists all the places they went from the time that they left Mitzrayim until they came to Arvos Moav, the plains of Moav, just on the eastern bank of the Jordan River prior to entering Eretz Yisrael. And the Torah doesn't give too many details about what happened in any of these places. It just says by Yisu they camped from here, by Achanu they moved from here, by Achanu they camped over there. Then by Yisu they traveled from there, and by Achanu, and they camped over here. But in a couple of places, the Torah adds a couple of words about something that happened, and the first source we have here, which is Bamidbar Perek Lamed Gimel, starting in Pasuk Lamed Zayin, I have in source number one, says over there, by Yisumi Kadesh, by Achanu Behor Hahor, Bitzei Eretz Edom. They traveled from Kadesh, and they encamped in Hor Hahor, on the outskirts of the land of Edom, Pasuk Lamed Ches. By Yal Aaron HaKohen, Al Hor Hahor, Al Pi Hashem, by Yom HaShem Bishnas HaRboim, Letzeis Mei Somer, Etzna, Bechodesh HaKamish, and Aaron HaKohen ascended Hor HaHor in Hashem's direction, and he died there on Hor HaHor, Mount Hor, and this was in the 40th year since they came out of Mitzrayim, and it says right when it was, B'chodesh HaChamishi, Be'echad L'chodesh, the fifth month, the first day of the month, that's this Monday, the first of Av, Rosh Chodesh Av. Oh, that's correct, we'll come back to that point in a moment. That's the only time we have anywhere in the Torah where the Torah actually gives the date of someone's passing. We have traditions about certain other people when they die. We have a tradition that has in the Gemara in Megillah and in Kiddushin that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zion Adar. Doesn't say anywhere in the Chumash like that, but that's, we have a tradition that Gemara works out the dates, and we have a tradition that David HaMelech died on Shavuos. We have other traditions, but the only time it's specifically mentioned in the Chumash that somebody died, it's Aaron, and says it right here, B'chodesh HaChamishi, the fifth month, that's Av, and that's the first of the month, that's this coming Monday, Rosh Chodesh Av. Then it says in Pasuk Lamed Tes, Aaron ben Shaul's rescue, and Masonah of Osobah, Aaron was 123 years old at the time, and then Pasuk Mem, Ba'ishma Knani, Melech HaRab, Ruyashu B'negver, it's Kanan, Bebo B'nei Yisrael. The Kanani heard something, didn't say what they heard. They were living in the southern part of Eretz Canaan. They heard the Bnei Yisrael were approaching, and we looked back in Parshas Chukat, they attacked and so on. Rashi explained in the second source on Pasuk Mem, Paraklam and Gimel Pasuk Mem, Vayishma Knani, Kadli Medcha Shemises Aaron Hi Hashmua. What exactly did they hear? And then it says what they heard. The Canaanim heard, they heard what? So Rashi says here, by juxtaposing this, it's clear that what they heard was the death of Aaron, Shenistalku Anone HaKavu, and the result of the death of Aaron, the Anone HaKavu, the special protector, clouds of glory disappeared, at least temporarily. They thought, oh, now is an opportune time to wage war with the Jewish people. That's what the Torah mentions here, the death of Aaron. And Rashi seems to be bothered by the fact that the Torah, as I said before, just usually lists all the Vayachanu, Vayisu over here, from here, Vayachanu over there, Vayisu Vachar, Vayisu Vachar, it's all these psukim. And here, suddenly it gives a little detail. Why? Because it had it connected to the battle with the Canaanite time.
Well, we had a few.
So there are a few others also. Yeah, there are a few others. But anyway, this is one of them. All right, so we know, as it just pointed out, that Aaron HaKohen died on Rosh Chodesh Av. Actually, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Aruch Chaim Siman Tuf Kuf Pei, that there were certain days which tzaddikim observe as a tainus. The pious people fast on a time. No.
At the end of
Hilchos Tainus. Yeah. At the end of Hilchos Tainus, it says over there. Right, the very end of Hilchos Tainus, it says, it's at the last Siman Hilchos Tainus, I think, in Aruch Chaim Siman Tuf Kuf Pei. It says, Elu Hasif Aleph, Elu Hayomim, She'iru Bahem Tzoros Lavo Seinu V'ro'i L'Sanos Bahem. There are certain days where certain tragedies befell Klal Yisrael, therefore it's proper to fast. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, V'afal Pishim Mitzosim Rosh Chodesh, even though some of them actually fall on Rosh Chodesh. Usually Rosh Chodesh has a little bit of a shtickle yantif element to it, so you don't usually fast on Rosh Chodesh, but there's an exception. And Yesh Misham Shizanubo, the Tovso Lahashim Rosh Chodesh, some say you should fast, others say you should fast on Rosh Chodesh, but not the whole day, but you know, eat later in the day. Okay. Different Hagan Shabur explains, in Sif Cotton Olive there, in Sif Tafkul Paber, Roy, Lizano, so it's for Ayan Beis Yosef, Shiesh Marashan Shafakpikin, all that. Some of us are not so thrilled about the idea of being Koveya fast on Rosh Chodesh, or Daitim Yesh Lizano, Lizano, Kishi Ira Ezim and Rosh Chodesh. Some of us say, no, you should not fast on Rosh Chodesh, but Yesh Others say, no, this comes to a takanah in the Gemara, a tradition in the Gemara, and you can't later say, well, it's not right on Rosh Chodesh. They knew it was Rosh Chodesh too. They said it was okay. Therefore, one who wants to be stringent should fast if he possibly can. What do you mean it comes from the Chachmei HaTalmud? So actually, what does that mean? The Mishnah Berurah says, this is Niska Mechachmei HaTalmud. So it appears in Megillah's Tainus. Okay, now, with a caveat, Megillah's Tainus is most likely, it's assumed to be the oldest or the original piece of Torah Shebaal Peh that was actually written down. Megillah's Tainus was a scroll, huh? Right. So he compiled. These are all days. You have 12 chapters, okay, one for each month of the year, which listed different things that happened. Megillah's Tainus, Megillah means a scroll, Tainus a fast. These are days when you're not allowed to fast.
No.
That something happened. Right, exactly. In a second. So these were days when something happened at time of the Beis Hamikdash, by Yesheni, that was done, that was good for the Jews. So these days were observed as a mini type of Yontif. What does it mean? It means that they had certain things that would avoid the Espey, them, and they wouldn't fast. Like today, wouldn't say Tachanun.
Those are days.
So, right. So among them, by the way, Chanukah and Purim I mentioned here. So the last chapter, it's called the Perek Yimei Perek Yimei Atzom to the Tzavar. The Gemara says Rosh Hashanah. Yes, it's called Perek Yimei Atzom, almost Perek Achron. That was added later. It's not from the original Megillah's Tainus. It says Kol Yud. There's an introduction in this particular edition. It says Kol Yud Beis Perek Megillah Azos Nosto Yom HaTovim Shekavu Chazal B'Zman Shabbos Mitzvah Kaima Al Nisim Al Chuos Shenasu Eitzel Yisrael. Fine. The Osram the Tainus and so on. Here you have the opposite. This was added, and this parak was added for days where you should make a tainus. The reverse. But according to this, is Vanilva Al Megillah is also low no does man chiburo. We're not sure when exactly it was composed, so it's later, okay, and it assumes it was Achar Chasimah HaTalmud. It's not clear. So I'm not sure who wrote this, but we have a parish from Tosus Chadosh, and we have from the Rabbi Yaakov, and there are other people wrote on this. There's
I have one.
No, this is also. This is also stuff on my.
Really like
that's what I have also. I have that home too. This has Haras on Maseches Rosh Hashanah in the back.
Okay. Anyway,
So in here, in this parak, and it's almost, it says, here says, Elo Ayom Shemisan Ben Min HaTorah. This expression of the Torah, you know that, not my problem. But then it says, among them, written over here, is. Let's find it now. And be'echad be'ov meis aron hakohen gadol. That's what it says. So that's what it says in Megillah's Tainus, and that's what it says. We look now in source 5 in that same siman in the Shulchan Aruch, Tof Kuf Pei Siv Beis, the Shulchan Aruch, which basically copies what it says here. Now I print it on the page in source 5. Be'echad be'ov meis aron hakohen. Here it says in our edition meis aron hakohen gadol, whatever, but it says meis aron hakohen. On this day, aron hakohen died.
In the nuscha of 3 and 5.
Well, 3 is Sif Aleph and 5 is Sif Beis. 3 is just an introduction.
What does it mean?
And Sif Beis just lists off all of the dates, and one of them is Echad Bav Meis Aron HaKohen. In the Ksav Yad,
what means Yisheira?
When one of these dates happens.
They're all dates?
No, but any one of them, which happens to be Rosh, happens to be Rosh.
Oh, Eira doesn't mean Eira.
Yeah, no. Okay. Anyway, in the Ksav Yad, it says a little differently. I just want to tie it in the Nuskos Ksav Yad that I have here. It says a little differently. It says, Meis Aron HaKohen Gadol, and the Aron HaKavo disappeared. So connected to that. Okay. Anyway, one thing is clear, and that is that Aron HaKohen died on Rosh Chodesh Av. It's interesting, this one leads into our discussion this evening as we approach the 9 days. We mentioned the next Monday is Rosh Chodesh Av, Sunday night Monday. So, in the Sefer Karakamach, which I printed in source number 6, Sefer Karakamach was written by Rabbeinu Bachai, the one who have the parish in the Chumash, Rabbeinu Bachai. Karakamach is sort of like an encyclopedia with different Jewish subjects, you know, topics. Not many, not like the Talmudists, but I mean, so one of them is Ovel. So, Inyanim, major Inyanim. So, in source number 6, by Ovel, in the entry on Ovel, the Rabbeinu Bachai writes in the Karakamach, says, V'dover yadua shatzadikim agin al ador. We know that tzadikim protect the generation. Ukshem mistalkim in ador, hinei zeh bavon ador. When they die, it's because of the people's sins and so on. And he says, Shekein, what do we see? Shekein motziu arboim shana shayisal biru hayo anana kav mechotam Yisrael, b'schus Aaron. We see that all the years they're in the Midbar, they're protected by the anana kav, b'schus of Aaron. Ukshem mistalik Aaron, mistalk anana kav, he died, anana kav disappeared.
All those are between 20 and
60. Yeah, different issue. But he says, Zeu sha'umos ha'mefach mispachti. And that's why they were afraid of the Jews and so on. So he quotes our psukim, you know, or the psukim originally in Chukas, and so on. They heard that Aaron died. Anyway, at the end, though, he writes like this. He says, Balkane, three lines in the bottom. Soma hakosu vayishma knana lemisas Aaron. That's one thing. Ukedei lelamedcha. Because what do we care that it was Rosh Chodesh of? That's the underlying. I mean, why does the Torah give us the date? As I was there to point it out before, the Torah never gives the date of anybody else. So why does it give it here? It's a hit. Why Aaron? So literally says, Ukedei lelamedcha. Sheshkulo misosan shel tzadikim kishreifas beis hamikdash. L'chach meis Aaron b'chodesh shenisopo beis hamikdash. Zechodesh of. Hu shekosu v'ayal Aaron akol ahor ahor pi Hashem ahor pasuk. V'chodesh achamish v'achal achodesh. V'sishu bo nisop beis hamikdash. But Rechai says, is a shaykhus to the death of Aaron, and that's why the Torah specifies it happened the month of Av to link it to the sadness the month of Av and burning the Beis Hamikdash. What then?
He died in Tisha
B'Av. Okay, so hold the thought. Good. That's the Katakamach, right? Interestingly enough, I have over here, on the computer, so it's not on the sheet, but in what's called the Biurei Maharai, the Rabbi Yisrael Isserlein, known as the author of the Trumas Hadeshin, which we've quoted many times, an important work of the Rishonim, a Shalos of Chuvas, a Halacha. There's a little sefer I have here, I'll put it on if you want to see. It's a Perish on Rashi, it's a Perish on Torah from the Baal of Trumas Hadeshin. So he says over here in Parshas Maaseh, on these Psukim, he says, first of all, Tema. First, I don't understand. He says, "The mekom shekasav ikar misosel Aaron lo nichta beizu chodesh beizu haisek biyosel." Let's remember, Aaron. This here in our Sedra and Masa is a recap. Go look back in Parshas Chukas. Doesn't say when he died. Isn't that strange? If the Torah wants to bother to tell us when he died, so should have said it when he actually died, not when we recall it over here. That's one problem he has. Okay. And he says, and furthermore, v'chol ha-tzadikim, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, lo nichta be'ezi yom gav, we never find the furish in a pasuk anywhere. So he says, no, it's because here it connects to this to the Kanani, Melech Arad, and so on. That has to do with the disappearing of the Kavod, right? And then he says like this, v'ramaz nami kan, she'b'shvil kach, rotza l'ilochim, l'fi sh'aya b'chodesh av. There was another reason that the Akhenani thought there was a good time to attack. Because there's something about the month of Av that's bad luck, so to speak, for the Jews. Also, Chodesh Reya Mazli to Israel. In that month, I'll get that.
The Meraglim.
Yeah, well, the Meraglim came right, correct. But that's what he says. Also, Chodesh Reya Mazli to Israel. Perek Faser the time. It's the Gemara. We're going to see it in a second. Okay. So says the Shmos Hadesh, and that's another reason. It's mentioned here to connect it to the Kanani's attack, and why the Kanani attacked Afghan. Oh, it's all related. So it relates not just to you asking about Aaron didn't die on Tisha B'Av. Yeah, but apparently it's not just Tisha B'Av. It's the other month that has a certain sort of negative connotation to it. So that's what the author of the Trumas Hadeshin writes. Good. I'll touch that a little bit. But that's what the Trumas Hadeshin writes over here. So I'm throwing in myself, but I'm sure somebody says it. It's also true that we always read Parshas Maaseh, so most of the time with Matos, but it's always right before Rosh Chodesh Av. So, as opposed to Chukas, which is a few weeks earlier, and it's always read around the time of the art site, so it kind of fits in. Okay, just a side point.
We're going to go, I think.
Alright, but our tradition. But they point out the same thing, but I think this is only going points out that the Parshas Tetzaveh, you know, doesn't have the name of Moshe Rabbeinu in it. And it's always read right by Zion Abba. Okay. Anyway, but that's the background. So let's see, what does it mean?
Well,
what do we see?
It's not the
huh? Oh, we're talking about that too. We'll get that in a second. Let's see. Okay. So first of all, I was asking about Lo Soneinu and so on, not to be superstitious. Sounds a little funny. You know, what do you mean? The month of Av is bad luck. What does that mean? So the truth is, the Gemara does say in Tainis of Chof Testament Alex 7, the Tanya says in the Gemara, Megalgun Schus Liom Zakai Bechovel Liom Chayev. There's this idea that there are certain days that are propitious for good things, and certain days that are advantageous for bad things. Okay? And Rashi explains, what do you mean? The Chof Testament Alex 8, the Chovel Liom Chayev, Haino Tishabov, the Regil and Leos Bo Rose. We see the Mishnah mentions there are five tragic things that happen in Tishabov. Right? There's something about it that there's just bad things happen. Okay. So now Rashi changes.
I want to go on a trip next week. Tell me if it's good or not.
One second. So Hachi Garcinum, let's see. Rashi says that you say Megalgun Schus Aidei Zakai and not Megalgun Schus Liyom Zakai. He says that's the better gear. However,
If you look in source 9, which is where this brisa originates, it says Gemara Erchin, Daf Yud Alvin Beis, there it says Toshma, that's the original brisa, which the Gemara Tanis is quoting from. Rabbi Yossi Omer, there it says Megalgun Schus Liom Zaka Bechov Liom Chayim. There it says Yom, and not a Girsa issue. And Rashi there doesn't even change the Girsa. Rashi says Schus Liom Zaka, there it says in a positive too. We know the expression, Benisa Nigalu, Benisa Nasida Lido. We've heard this many times. The Jews were once redeemed from exile in Nisan, and the future redemption is also going to be in Nisan. And by the way, notice that that's the whole month. It's not just one day. It's talking about the whole month. The whole month is a propitiation. Even though you see it's been time, Gufo is only on one day, but apparently the whole month has a certain positive aura to it. Okay, and a Hanami, but I think we once discussed that another time. You know what? It can be earlier, but it's, you know, Zachu, Vemschus, and so on. But anyway, that's what it says, and that's a famous Chazal. Now the Maharsha is bothered by that question. What even Rashi mentioned the whole month? And the Gemara says, "Megalgun zchus liyom zakai, v'chova liyom chai." All of a sudden, Rashi mentions Nisan Nigla. It's a month. It's a whole month. No. So Maharsha there in Erech Adav Yeravam Bay, source 11, is bothered by this. He says he quotes the Rashi. He says udachuk because it should have said the day and so on. So he thinks it means Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is, you know, the Hakamas Hamishkan and so on. But you know, Maharsha is quoting Kol Munach, but Rashi says what he says. Rashi says it's going the whole month. So what we see from there, and we can extrapolate over to us also, that if that's the case, you can say, oh, it's the whole month. It's not just one day, Tisha B'Av, and that connects. Aaron didn't die on Tishri. He died Dakam Rosh Chodesh, but the whole month has this negative thing about it. So, in view of this, okay, yeah, it always has contemporary significance. So,
what's the Yura Toros?
If we take a look, sorry again?
What's the Yura Toros?
That's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, yeah, the 10 great things happened.
Where
they was? To Medrash there in the Parsha Shmini. Anyway, so the Mishnah says in Tainus, the Mishnah is one of these long Mishnahs. The Mishnah starts on Dav Chav Vav Mar Aleph, goes over to Chav Vav Beis. All the Mishnahs in the Parak are printed, once in a while that happens, they're printed in one place in the Gemara. So this part is on Chav Vav Beis. There has the famous statement, Mishnah Nichmas Av, Mimatim B'Simcha. So the Mishnah says, in the view of what we just said, Mishnah Nichmas Av, we minimize Simcha. Now the Gemara in source number 13 expounds upon this. Most people are familiar with the other sides, but the Mishnah never mentions all the songs. Right. So many songs. Mishnefas Adar Mar Misimcha doesn't say that in the Mishnah, but it's in the Gemara 13. The Gemara in Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, going over to Chav Tes Amud Beis, source 13 says Mishnefas Ad Mat Misimcha Amar Bihud the Bereid of Shmuel Bar Shelas Mishmei the Rav Keshem Mishnefas Ad Mat Misimcha Kach Mishnefas Adar Mar Misimcha. Okay, but it's very nice. What does that mean? What does that mean? I mean, you know, we can sing songs, but what does it mean? So on Chav Tes Amud Beis, the top of the page, the second part of source 13, it says, Amar Papa Hilcha, Bar Yisrael, the Islay Dina Bahadin Achri, if a Jew has some lawsuit or some issue, go to court with a non-Jew, Lishtamit Mine Ba'av, try and get out of it in the month of Av, Derei Amazle, it's bad news, it's a bad month for the Jews. Vilimse Nafshi Ba'ad, the Bari Amazle, try and do it now, it's good news. Rashi explains, Mishanichmas Adar Mar Mishimcha, why that's on the bottom of Chav Tes Amud Aleph, source 14, Yemei Nisim Ha'il Yisrael, Purim U Pesach. Again, Rashi is a broad thing. Purim all the way up to one big thing.
It means
okay?
Have Simcha for 6 weeks.
Actually, yeah. But my point is more than one day. Okay, but anyway, look, more important for us right now is Rashi on the top of Chav Tes Amud Beis, source 16, our Papa. Hilcha Chai Bar Yisrael, the Islay Dina Bahad, and Achri Shtami, Pirish Mishum Da Omer Le'el, Magalgun Chavali Omer Chayev. We said above, that earlier Gemara, that quoted before, back in source 7 and source 9, the Gemara Dinah borrowed from the Bryson Erechim. We have a concept that, you know, certain good days for certain things, bad days for other things. So many that we showed them are bothered by 1 minute. Since when do we have these superstitions with certain times? Lo Soneno, it's a lot. It's against other Gemara, against a Pasuk. You know, so they struggle with it. It's not really the subject. I'll show you a little bit about it. Tosa already raised the problem. Okay? Tosa is bothered by it. Tosa is there in Tainus 16. Yeah. So Rashi says in 16, I'm sorry, Tosa says, there, Chav Tes Amud Beis in Tainus, top of the page, Amar Papa, Hilcha Chai Bar. So again, he says, Perish Mishum Da Amar Le'el Megalgun Chov Le'om HaChayev. Tosa is telling, we have this concept that certain things. In other words, they would happen anyway, but they're going to happen on this day. That's the idea somehow. In other words, these are things which are HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that the day caused, I think that's what I was trying to say. It's not that this day, because of some position or some stars or whatever, caused this to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused that, but it's going to make it happen on this particular day, or as we're expanding it, to this particular month, because it's a bad time. The Ritva has a more surprising comment. I know.
But they're
saying it's because of external factors.
It's a nuance.
Again, it's not the subject, but I just want to share with you a little bit what people say. The Ritva, they're in Tanis Chav Tesna Beis, Kedusha Ritva 17, says two things. He asked the question more explicitly. Gemara Kashem Shalom Aminon, etc. The Alpha Gav She'ein Mazel Yisrael. Even I said more in the end of Shabbos on Kufman Dal, I think. It says, but that Gemara says Mazel here doesn't mean luck. It means, you know, we're not governed by the Mazalos, you know, the constellations and horoscopes and astrology and that type of stuff. And so we said Ein Mazel Yisrael. But look what he says, the Ritva. Hani Mili B'Shar Yom, and that's all year long. Avo B'Shnei Chadoshim Elu Yesh Mazel. These 2 months, either in a positive sense and of in a negative sense, we are, you know, sort of subject to either good or bad. That's what he says. Shekain nigzer aleinu min hashamayim. He's quick to say, not because of any exa, but this is a gzeir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, it's just interesting. Again, it's not our subject, but the Ritva is the Ritva, you know. He's saying over here that these 2 months, somehow, however exactly it works, is either good luck or bad luck, so to speak. Okay, and furthermore, he says...
That it wasn't from
a Kaddish Prophet. Okay, but no, his argument is, but people think, you know, astrologers, they think it has to do.
Don't go and ask.
Okay, so now we'll talk about that another time. Then the Ritva gives another answer. The Efshar Ode, and maybe this is the Mazel Lav Dafke, El Alagzera Kari Mazel Beloshem Bnei Adam. It just means the way people look at it. It's not really, but people look at it that way. If people have certain
yeah, but
people in their mind. And I'm here. It's a good kasha. It's not the topic for tonight. But I don't think so. Okay, it was a good point. Rama also doesn't quote about the Simonim on Rosh Hashanah night. So that's a good question for another time. The Marsha also throws in like Tosis in 18, the Marsha there in Tainis Choptes and Beis, the Chidush HaGadus, the Ramaskal Ba'av, right? He says, Ba'adah, the Bari Mazah, Gamsha Omer, Ein Mazah, Yisrael, Mekal Mokam, Megalus, Husam Zaka, Mechal, Mechal. Okay. The Chsam Sofer has an interesting thing. And that I thought maybe we'll find it more interesting. The Chsam Sofer, number 19, well, actually, first of all, I'll read to you, which we don't have in the sheet, but we have Hagos of the Chsam Sofer and the Shulchan Aruch. So in Hagos, the Chsam Sofer and Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, we're going to come back to this, Aruch Chaim Simen Tov Kuf Nun Aleph. And Tov Kuf Nun Aleph is an Hilchos Tanis. Okay, I'm going to get to it in a second. I'm sorry, Hilchos Tisha B'Av. So in the very beginning of Simen Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, so the Chsam Sofer and Hagos printed on the side of the page, he says, Near Bain, I came of this Chazik Gimel Zmanin, the Chamisha Dorm Irobatan Tishpatesbov, less pay Mishum Lo Sal Neinu. He actually mentions the Pazil Lo Sal Neinu, not to be governed by times. He says, when you have a Chazuk, certain things keep happening that day. So it's not a problem, Lo Sal Neinu. It's an exception.
Who's
that? Sam Sofer. Sam Sofer, and it goes to Shulchan Aruch Archaim Sim Tov Kuf Nun Aleph right at the beginning. So he says, it's not Lo Sal Neinu. You already have, yeah, five things happen in Tishpatesbov, right? So he says, already Chazoka, that's how the Chsam Sofer deals with it. But in his Truvus, which I printed over here in source 19, Truvus Chsam Sofer, Chedek Aleph, Simon Kuf Samach, he writes, and he's bothered by the same problem, he quotes the Marsha and others, the Ein Mazel Yisrael. He says, He says, look back at that Rashi on Megalgun Schusel Zaka and so on and so forth. So I'm sorry, on Mishnichmas of Mishnichmas Adar, Mar Mishnichmas, source 14. The Rashi in Tainus of Baruch Chof Tesam Ralev Mishnichmas Adar. He says, you may need some holy soul Purim UPesach. Well, what Pesach? You're going to Pesach on Adar, right? It's that time of year. So he says, he quotes the Biakim, and then asks the question, what did Rashi add Pesach for Ulafichach Ulafia Nir Eli? Why did Rashi throw in Pesach? Yesh Lama the Suri Afagav Dein Mazli Somi Komok Omer Chazal Afagav Dein Nichush Yesh Simon. So you're not allowed to believe in certain things, you know, outright, but it's a simon. You know, it could be a simon of something that it can be. It's not nichush, but you could, like with Eliezer, you know, by the way, what do you mean? How do you say the next girl that comes? No, it's a simon, exactly. So that's what Chsam Sofer brings in. Some type of chazaka. Okay, a good question too. Some people don't like to do that.
Yes.
Anyway, some of the Maimonideans. Anyhow, and therefore he says that's why Rashi said because Purim Pesach Hazaka, two things. It's alluding to what he said probably in his argos to the Shachar that the two things happened, Purim and Pesach. That's why he mentioned it. And then he said that's two different nations also. One was the Mitzrayim and one was Amalek. So he says that anyway. So therefore you have there's some kind of a simitol. That's what he explains. So that's Chassam Sof. All right. As I said, you know, we can delve into another time. The philosophers can examine how we reckon. We see that the regular Rishonim, the Tosfos, the Ritva, and the Achronim, Marshon, Chassam Sof, were bothered by this a little bit, but they worked it out. Fine. Now I'd like to look at, for the remainder of the Shir, what exactly is it? What does it mean, Mimatim B'Simcha? How do we manifest our minimization, if you will, of Simcha, right? Minimizing Simcha during the month of Av. How? Mishanitmos Av, Mimatim B'Simcha. So what do you do? So the Mishnah, that same Mishnah in Tainus, we'll get to that. The same Mishnah in Tainus, verse 20, and the Chavav Mebeis, again, it's a long Mishnah, starts in the previous moment, but Chavav Mebeis, the Mishnah says, Shabbos Shechal Tishba Leos Pesocha. Now Rashi explains right away, Shabbos Shavua, the week, doesn't mean Shabbos, the Sabbath, it means Shavua, the week Shechal Tishba Leos Pesocha, Osur Milosaper on the Chabbos. You're not allowed to take haircuts and so on, and on the Chabbos to wash clothing, and do laundry. But on Shabbat, on Thursday, Mutar and Ekvara Shabbos. Tash explains, if Tisha B'Av falls on Friday, which doesn't happen in our calendar, but anyway, you can wash already on Thursday, you can wash the clothing because you need it for Arab Shabbos. Fine. Okay, so far that's got nothing to do with us. That seems to be Avelis. That's not Mematim B'Simcha. I don't think that many people have Simcha. We'll get to it. I don't think that many people have Simcha from haircuts and from wandering, right? So, but there is another Gemara that's relevant. The Gemara in Ma'at Yevamos, of Mem Gimel and Aleph. That's in source 22. Yevamos Mem Gimel and Aleph. There, the Gemara says, the Tanan quotes this Mishnah in Pinus. Shabbos Shachal Tishba B'Socha Also L'Chapel L'Chapel L'Chabbos Chomish Mutim Bekvar Shabbos. That's the Mishnah. And now the Gemara adds, V'Tanya Kodem Hazman Hazeh. Even prior to that time. Now I want a full disclosure. Rashi seems to learn, you know, prior to Tisha B'Av and so on. But the we'll see in a moment. The Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam says prior. That means prior to the week of Tisha B'Av. In other words, starting Rosh Chodesh, we call the 9 days, the 9 tag in Yiddish, right? So the Tanya, let's learn like the Ramban, Kodem Azman Hazeh, prior to the actual week of Tisha B'Av, the Hainu from Rosh Chodesh already, Ha'am Mematin Be'iskehem, people minimize their business, Miliso Militon, to do buying and selling transactions, Milivnos Ulintoav, building and planting, Umarsin, you can get engaged, have a low consin, but not the wedding, right? Veinos and Sudas Erisin. You don't make, even if you have an engagement, you don't make Sudas Erisin. So here already in Yevamos Mem Gimel and Aleph, we have already some guidelines. What does it mean, Mematim Besimcha? Because not bathing and not laundering, fine, that's in the 9 days. But the Gemara says, Kodem, before that time, Mematim, again, that word Mematim, Mematim Besimcha is business and transactions and planting, and we decrease it. I printed the Ramban and source 24, the Taurus Adam. Let's see. Taurus, we'll see in a second. The Taurus Adam.
It sounds more like the Mazel part of it than the, you know, the
Interesting thought, yeah, possibly. But let's see this for a second. The Ramban and Taurus Adam is one of the Ramban's works that's, you know, printed in the Kisser Ramban, where he wrote on all matters relating to illness and Avelus, death, and that kind of stuff. So most of it is about Hilchas Avelus. In Korea, and it starts with, I think, with Bikurcho and stuff like that, but to the end, he has the Kamidol Avelos of you know, Tisha B'Av, the 3 weeks. So it's in the Inyan Avelos Yishana. So there it says, it's Oskuf Beis, version 24, he quotes the Mishnah, okay, of Mishnichos Av Matim Simcha, and he compares it to this Gemara Yevamos, Tanya, and so on. And he says it out in the second line, Tanya, Kodom Azman Hazeh, Klomar, Merosh Chodesh Arat Tainis, from Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av, right? And Av Matim Miskan, and so on, he mentions it, okay? Now, Tosus wonders, what exactly does this mean? What do you mean business? What do you minimize exactly? So Tosus there in Yevamos Mem Gimel Aleph, source 25, writes, Milisa v'litim v'lilnazov, perek bas v'tanim v'shami, muki bebinyan unetia shel simcha. It's talking about building something or planting something for simcha dikah purposes. Kigon abvarniki shamalachim. They would plant like for their kings or princes, like an arbor. They'd plant a tree for the shade or something. Today, maybe it would mean adding a deck, putting a patio or a gazebo, you know, something which you have for a luxury item, you know, and the same thing with building or planting something which is not necessary. It's not, as opposed to, let's say, if your pipe breaks and you want to call the plumber, you can't have water pouring to the kitchen. That's not binyan shel simcha. That's something you need. But binyan shel simcha is associated with some sort of a luxury. And he says, now, but what about business? Because the Shalman only speaks of the binyan and the tiyah shel simcha. The maso matan, where does that fit in? So the yeshma forshin, the maso matan, nami ayri b'shel simcha. When it says you minimize maso matan, doesn't mean your job. It means something that is associated with simcha. Go and tzorch echopa. You're going to sit down during this time. You're going to make all the plans with the caterer and the photographer and the video guy and the to do that. And then the wedding's in 3.5 months from now. So this isn't the time to make those deals. To go to your work, to go to your job, you have to show up. That's something else. But according to this position, that's not right. It's the opposite, I guess, for many people, right? But that's what Tosis says here. The first approach, this is the first sheet in Tosis, that Masamat, just like Binyan and Tia Shul Simcha, so too Masamat means you minimize Masamat from Simcha. Business that's for business deals, maybe planning a vacation, I don't know, something which is not, which is Simcha. But then he says, it ain't nearer. I don't think that's true. That's the first sheet in Tosis. Then the Baba doesn't know. He thinks that any type of ribuy maso matan koser shim atu yosim mishar yom. He thinks, and this Tosafot says, no, maso matan means even your work you should minimize a little bit, something. Maybe connect to the mazel question. I can have satzlocha. Somehow it should be noticeable, if you will, or striking that this is something about this time of year. You should work a little bit less. That's what it says in the Tosafot in Yevamos Mem Gimel. So two different ways to learn maso matan. Now, the fact is that the Gemara in Tainus actually doesn't discuss this, but it discusses in our situation with the 9 days, but it does discuss in a different situation. The early part of Masechet Tainus deals with the fast days that used to be decreed for lack of rain. Rain is obviously rain and sun, and it was a real problem. If it didn't rain, then the agriculture would be harmed, the farms, everything else. So they would have a series of fast days if it didn't rain. So we know that's the beginning of Masechet Tainus. Even today, with all the technology advances, when it doesn't rain there, so it's trouble. You know, they have
a online announced tonight that Israel will be water independent. I think next year.
Is that right? Wow, unbelievable.
That's what it means. It doesn't matter what comes down. Become
interesting. Okay, but okay, I'll invite. But till now, even in Eretz Yisrael, even all the but we know about for Arizona, there are droughts in this country too. I mean, sometimes there's no rain. Or California, right? It was parched, or part of California still is. So, we know rain, so they would make these fast days. So that is series. So the Mishnah says in Tanis Yudbeis on the source 26 here. If one batch of these fast days went by and they weren't answered by Kadosh Baruch Hu, mematin b'masomatan. And the people should do tshuva and so on, and their petition at Kadosh Baruch Hu, their supplication should be characterized by mematin b'masomatan, b'binyan b'tiyah b'eris, and it's the same things. Right? It says it there. It wasn't talking about the 9 days. It's talking about these type of fasts. And the Gemara explains in Tanis Yudalev Beis 27. There it says, right? Arranging things for son's chasana. Or Ezo Netiyah Shal Simcha, Zenatav Barnik Hashem Alachim. Rashi explains, okay? Binyan Hachi Garcia, Rashi says it's Binyan Hatzarach L'Simcha, to Dvar Simcha Mamatim. That's what you're supposed to minimize. Simcha. Beis Chasna Simcha, Lassos Chupos, you're going to build the chuppah. That's a fancy chuppah, building. Don't do that. That's a Simcha. Barniki Shemalachim, Rashi explains, Shekach Hayu Nogin, his Rashi Adalim and Beis and Tainis, because Ben Lamelach Hayu Notin Ilan Lashmo, when a king had a baby boy, he said, plant a tree, V'yom Shemalichan Oso, and when the tree grew up, when he became king, Shosim Okisim, and they made a throne out of that wood. Or Lishnachrina Ilan Golo HaMesa Chalaret, it's the big tree with branches that give shade, whatever it is. Okay? And it's what the kings would do. That's called Netiyah Shel Simcha. Fine. This Mishnah in Tainus and this Gemara is also quoted in Megillah, Daf Hamad Beis, source 29. Again, Rashi explains there in Megillah, Kedan Abu Elo Shoshos Rei Tainus Rebeis in Nisan HaGshom. If the first one series of 13 fast days went by and they still didn't get any rain, Lo Nenam in Hashemayim, they weren't answered by heaven. So Mematim in the Tiyah Rebinyan and so on. And he explains there again what the Tiyah Shal Simcha is. And Abnarnik, he says, with the tree, with the shade, everything we said before is there in Megillah too. But there, we have the following important comment of Tosus, source number 30, Tosus, Megillah, Daf Hei, Amad Beis. Mimatim b'masal matan. Again, notice that they kept saying binyan unatir shel simcha, but what about masal matan? So we already saw the Tosfos Yevamos on 2 days.
It's
getting real bad. So we already saw the Tosfos Yevamos says mimatim b'simcha means by masal matan the 2 days. Either it means masal matan also of simcha, or no, even all masal matan. So Tosfos in Megillah says mimatim b'masal matan, the first one with that title, two Tosfos of the same day of masal. We'll get to the other one too. But this one, 30, Matan, Masa, Matan, Pirish Shal Simcha, Dumya, the Binyan Atiyah. That's the first day. Just like Binyan Atiyah, they're lumped together, right? In the source here in Tainus stuff, your days on days, that Mishnah was talking about the fast days for rain. So Binyan Atiyah is lumped together with Masa, Matan. So Tosus says, well, you have to look at the context. So just like Masa, Matan was Masa, Matan Shal Simcha, so too, I'm sorry, just like Binyan Atiyah was Binyan Atiyah of Simcha, so too Masa, Matan is Masa, Matan Shal Simcha. He said you can build other things, so that's like Masamat. That's not a problem.
Sure.
That's what Tosfos Megillah says.
Number of
no, but right. But okay, but Tosfos they don't make that chiluk. Now, the Ran on the Rif in Tainus of Hayamid Beis, the page of the Rif 31. There, the Ran also explains Abarniki Shamalachim with the tree that they made in the throne. He quotes both things like Rashi, and he says also. At the end, he says, "What are all these things? These are things which you don't need. Who are din lechol binyan she'eno tzarech? These are not needed items. To eno nasa el lenoi ulaharvacha ba'alma." For decorative purposes, for pleasure, for luxury. That's what we avoid. So Tosfos says, well, that's the same thing with Masa Matan. You have to look at them together. Now, I want to show you the Ritva. In Tainus of Chavav Beis, our Sugya, the Chedusha Ritva, quotes Mishenichtas al Matan Mishenichtas. He refers to the Gemara Yevamos Mem Gimel that we saw. Okay? And then he says something else. After, he says, by the way, the reason you're allowed to marry, to engage, is because you don't want to lose the girl to somebody else. So he says, okay, so okay. But anyway, he says, look at this. Three lines at the bottom. Four lines at the top.
Wait, you can't go ahead. Wait a second. Yeah, but this is Basher, so you're not going to lose.
Yeah, another part.
Another part. But you can. No, because the Gemara brings down you. The guy davens hard enough.
Right, he'll get it undone. Another. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so look down the fourth line. Fourth line of that Chedusha Ritva in Tainus in source 32 here. The Yesh Mekomos, as far as I know, this is one of the earliest sources for this. The Yesh Mekomos, Shenogu Shalo Lecho Basar, Erosh Chodesh Ratatinus. Some have the minig, not to eat. We all have the minig today. But the Ritva writes, some have the minig, not to eat flesh, not to eat meat from Rosh Chodesh until Tishba. The Samchul is ahead of, well, what's it got to do with anything? Lefisha Amru, Mesim Masech Nagiga, Ain Simcha Le Basar. And so therefore, what is Mishanichmas? Of mematin b'simcha. This is one of the ways in which we're mematin b'simcha. We don't have flesh. What I mean, because the nagu gamkein that go days, but that's what I want to show you. And he said that's the mitzvah. That's the proper thing to do.
We're talking about bezin. We're talking about Jew and a guy. What about 2 years and going to bezin?
Doesn't say. I guess that it's even.
If you have to go to a guy, takes you to the court. Trying to get
even. Anyway, that's the ritual. He brings up inflation. I want to show that in a minute. So that's a different
one. You should
have more flesh. Yeah, so the truth is, it's a good point. It's a good point. I want to mention here, take a look, the Meiri quotes that and reject it. Oh, okay. The Meiri in Tainus Ditz and Chavzayin Rebeis, Dibur Maschah Mishnah Shviyas, the Meiri disagrees with that practice altogether, or at least for that reason. He says, Mishenichlus al matam besimcha, what does it mean? Shim irlo simchas nisur memat besimchas al chuppah. He says, if you have to have a wedding then, but tone it down. Some reason they have to have to move to the somewhere, whatever. I don't know. But then it says, V'ein tzarchlom besimchas mereyas, certainly not simcha to have a joyful get-together party. The kosher came b'shar smachos shurushus, and so on. And then he quotes also Argamon Yevamos Daf Mem Gimel, Shemamatin biskeya melisa melitan, right? Not to do masa matan. We already had 2 days what that means. Okay? And at the end, he writes, just give a few lines at the end, he says, V'ein le'asor mikan achilas basar. This is not, he outright disagrees with that ritual. This is not a source for minimizing eating flesh. U'masha amru ein simcha ala b'basar. I, the Gemara, ain't simcha ala b'basar. Mikal makam simcha sachila b'la basar leka. Yeah, you can't have simcha without meat. Ava achilas basar b'lo simcha. You can have meat without simcha. Simcha, manifesting simcha, one way to manifest a basar doesn't mean every time you're having basar, that's simcha automatically. You know, that's what you see claims. Okay? And he says, af mishakiva av kach muta b'tavshol. Even if you kept it, but you can almost cook with flesh, it's alive. Anyway, the Minhag Yisrael developed like the Ritva, not like the Meiri. But I'm saying the Meiri had this idea, didn't think it's from there. Okay, now, huh?
Mikvah.
Mm-hmm. Now, so there are other reasons not to eat meat. Okay? But the Ritva says it comes from this Mishnichos Av and Matan Besimcha. I'm just answering your question, a side point. The Vilna Gaon, I think, points this out somewhere that, you know, you ask the average person, why don't you eat flesh in 9 days? Well, Tavelos. Excuse me, but others are allowed to eat meat. There's always someone. I'll go. An Onain can't eat meat. The difference is we're not an Onain. So, huh?
It's Tavelos of a Churban.
Okay, so what?
So Mestama is
the At Gemara in Bava Basra. Gemara in the end of Cheskabatim, the last stop in the Samach and Beit in Bava Basra. Gemara there says that when Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the people were so distraught that how can we ever eat meat again? It reminds us too much of the Karbanas. And how can we drink wine?
The Mitzvah of Hayat.
So then they answer, no way, no you can't have any fruit either because of Bikur. Can't have any water either because of Mitzvah Hamayim. So, okay, so economics, that plan to avoid meat year round forever was eliminated. But said that on the ground. But for 9 days we could manage. This month of okay. Anyway,
really only
but getting back to this issue of anyway,
like we had.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know.
we have
not my favorite practice. I don't go into that either. I mean, it's one thing.
Yeah, it's a great practice.
It's one thing you have to see them. Okay, but I never loved.
Carefully, the whole 6 months.
I don't mind I don't mind. I never liked in a camp. I told you this. Yeah. I never liked in a camp, you know, because you have one guy finished. Let's say he learned it seriously. He talked captain to finish now. So he goes next to see him, and 400 people, 355 of them, he never met before. Don't know who he is. Okay, also making it a little bit funny. But okay. Anyway, getting back to this. So we get back to the business.
That's part of the health for the kids.
We have to hit the kids.
Eat any of them.
All right. Anyway, let's go back to this. So there's a second Tosis in the Gil about Hayon Bay, same Dibur Maschal Matin. Who says the other? Says Rotsa Lomar Shelo Yehu Sosim Klal. No, Matin Besimcha means you shouldn't have any simcha at all. Okay, I don't know because he says Ein Lefarish Matin Avos Sosim Ktas. Din Kain Hal Lefarish Hashir Mahar Korim Mait. He say I'm up. Well, what do I do? So it means he holds this toes hold you not your mind totally. So it's very interesting.
That's not the word of the night. Different word.
Okay, well, then maybe it also means that, to eliminate. I don't know. Okay, good R. That's the Tosef. I just want to show you an interesting comment in the Yamshel Shlomo. Source 35, the Yamshel Shlomo and Yevamos, and that's the Yevamos of Ephraim Gimel. It's Perek Dalad, Siman Lamed Dalad, and Yamshel Shlomo. So Yamshel Shlomo talks about Shlomo Luria, okay, the Marshal. So he has it. Shkaya. So the Yamshel Shlomo writes, he says, Meresh Chodesh Av Ve'elach Matin B'Iskayem again, Milisa Melitan, Melib Nosin the Dafka Shol Simchas. He quotes the two sheets. There's a Yamshel Shlomo, which has interest for our Shia, but also historical interest. Okay? Because he says, we have two different sheets in Tosis, right? He says, Kasu Atosis in Yevamos, the Ribui Maso Matan Kamar. It means all business, just don't do excessive business. Nothing to do with Simcha. Shiyamatu Yosem Shayam, try and do a little less than you would normally do. The Av Shiva Parakam and the Megillah, the other Tosin Megillah we saw, Kasu Atosis Matin Mashmashainos and Klau, the Lokain Hoyle of the Forest, Maya, the Karamite. But if we, the other Tosin we just saw, the second Tosin, Hamad Bez and Megillah, right, Dimamaso Matin, that said that if Matin means don't do anything at all, because otherwise it should specifies it means don't. I mean, it sounds like saying don't do business at all. He says Achein Hatosis Dehacha Iker. The Tosis here in Yevamos is the Iker Tosis. Why? Neged Hatosis Shol Osam Mesechtas Ketanas. Because you know Yevamos is a real Mesechtas. Some Megillah sort of look what he says. Bechein Yesh Kabbalah. There's a tradition, the Hatosis mina Mesechtas Gedolos. The Tosis of the bigger Mesechtas are more authoritative. Now let me just explain. We all know there's no such person as Tosis. You know, in the yeshivas, we say, Rashi says like this, the Tosis holds like that. There's no person, right? It's really the Balei Tosis. There are many Balei. That's why there's a steer in Tosis, not the end of the world, because two different Balei Tosis, different people. Yeah, steer in Rashi, it's a problem. A steer in the Rambam, it's a problem. But a steer in Tosis, not a problem.
So often a steer.
Okay. But anyway, because there's a Rabbi Lozer Mitoch, Rabbi Latuch, it's a city in France. Right? So he apparently is the one important. He was only important Balei Tosfos. So he apparently authored or edited the Tosfos in Yevamos, the bigger Masechtos, so that's more authoritative. Okay, I just said it's an interesting Amshul just a more authoritative than Balei Tosfos. Maybe that's why they're the Shirush Masechtos, you know, because they're the Tosfos are more authoritative. I don't know. And I always felt, I said this in the past, the Tosfos are rush. You know, like who is Zohar to get on the page? It's interesting to do this study. I'm sure people have. The Tosfos are, aside from the rush that they have in the back of the Masechta, the Tosfos are rush also many Masechtas. And very often has the exact same kashas as the regular Tosfos on the page. My opinion, a lot of the time, much, much clearer. Very clear. The rush, not everybody wrote as clearly as others. People, some people, I mean, Rashi.
Clear with, on the page?
No, I think it's clear in Tosfos rush.
All right.
If he deals with a subject, it's easy to figure out what it means in Tosfos Rosh and Tosfos Beis, in my opinion, in many places. And well, Rashi had a gift to write very briefly. I don't know, that's what I'm saying. I'm not sure. That's a study. I'm sure people have done it. Okay? There's Dr. Chaim Salvation and others. I'm sure they've worked on this. But, you know, Rashi had a gift of writing with brevity. Rashbam, his grandson, great Talmud Chacham, but that's why Bava Basra is so long.
Right,
because it's not because of the Gemara itself. The Gemara itself in Bava Basra just took the words in the Gemara. It's not longer than other Masechtas. But the way the pages are laid out, you have all these long, long Rashbams. The Rashi didn't write like that. Anyway, so, but that's all, but at the end, the Amshul Shlomo says something else very important, and I'll get to our subject. Because he prefers to say that knocking out Masa Mata means not just Masa Mata Shlomo, on the other hand, it doesn't mean not to work entirely, it means you minimize a little bit. But now he says as follows. Batam sha'asu rivasa shalom, two lines on the bottom, 35. Shalom hitirulo elekadei parnasoso. What you're allowed to do is what you need for parnasa. That you could, not extra. But then he says, umizen nispashet achshav haminag shalom nagu isur klal b'masamach. He's the average person. Never, no business on 9 days. I know about fleshings, I know about swimming, I don't know much about not doing business. The Marshal already, he's in the 1500s, he's writing already then, lo nagu isur klal b'masamach. Today, people do work and business on the 9 days. Why? Mishum da'idna she'eshanu misim. We have taxes and governments and so on and so forth. Hakol kori k'day parnasoso u'k'day chayinu. You need everything. So anyway, it was true back then. It's probably true today. Who works and doesn't really need it? Most people don't. Okay, that's a different story. So in the 9 days. That, okay, so it means k'day parnasoso, right? But he says today everything is k'day parnasoso, at least in his time. How does the Rambam deal with all of this? So it's interesting, I printed in source 36, the Rambam Hilchos Tainis Parakei Halacha Vav. The Rambam writes, Mishnith Vav Matan Besimcha doesn't mention anything about Maso Matan or about Binyan Tosho Simcha. It just says, you know, no haircuts and no bathing and so on and no washing garments, but he doesn't really go into any details at all. He leaves out the whole he mentions about not even meat, but Kvar Nogu Yisrael Shalalacha Basa B'Shabazu, at least a week, like the Sardin, Shavu Shechabo, not to eat meat and so on. The Yesh Mekomo Shenogu Levata Vashchita, you mentioned before, the Shchita, I have to put it away, fine. The Lecha Mishnah wonders, why doesn't the Rambam bring the business about Masa Matan? It's Gemara Yevamos, it's a Mishnah. Why does the Rambam bring it? So the Lecha Mishnah there in Hilchos Tainis Parakei Halacha Vav refers to something he said earlier, but then he quotes the Beis Yosef writes, V'ahid acholetz midas chasidus hi. That whole business of not doing Masa Matan, the midas chasidus, those who can, those who want to be stringent, if it's not an ikar din. And, or it's Mokum Shenogu, which is certain communities had such a meaning, and therefore, Ulaficha Chishmitua, not only the Rambam, Arif, the Rambam, Arosh. None of the big poskim, neither the Rif, nor the Rosh, nor the Rambam, brought this din of minimizing Masa Matan, says the Lecha Mishnah, called the Beis Yosef, because it wasn't a real din, it was just a Machmir or a midas chasidus.
So which name did the Rambam mention?
He just mentions not the haircuts and the washing.
He started that with Nagu, and then he says also.
Yeah, that's a different part.
So he only mentions haircuts,
right,
laundry.
Right. There it is. Now, earlier,
wearing an iron
that's by,
item.
That's McLean-Gul, right, that's also a son of Ills. Anyway, but if you look, that's in terms of 9 days. But we mentioned the other Gemara that was talking about the Tanis for fast. So there, the Rambam does say, if you look in Hilchos Tanis per Gimel Alocha Ches, there, talking about the rain fast, Ovru Elevo Nenu, if one batch of these fasts went by without rain, the matin there he says the matin maso matin or binyan shasimcha. That's a mishnah. Okay, there the Rambam does mention it. He doesn't bring it over to 9 days, but he does have it over there. So the lecha mishnah quotes the gemara. What do you mean? The gemara brought it over. The gemara drew the connection, right? The gemara and the Rambam is talking about the gemara. So before brought it over. So he says rakasha. Why does the Rambam mention it? So he says. because again, it's only matzah, matan, shel simcha, and once he said the word, says that there's a lecha mishnah there in the other place. Lecha mishnah in source 39 is par gimel hilchos tanis lachaches. He says, look what the Rambam did right. Back in Hilchos Tanis Parakei Halach Avav 36, Mishnichnos Av Mematim Besimcha. So what does Matim Besimcha mean? He doesn't have to specify. It means all the Simcha, the Gemara we spoke about earlier, namely Masa Matim, and that's the Zechamishnah. The Rambam doesn't have to repeat it here because he already dealt with it earlier. It's not usually the Derech of the Rambam to be so imprecise, but Erechanami, that's the Terech of Zechamishnah. The Beis Yosef writes, as the Zechamishnah quoted in Source 40, Or Chaim Sim Tov Kuf Nun Aleph on the Tour, the Masa Mashakos of Kederech. He writes, the Akshav lo Nogurov Olam Amat Pimasa Matan Klau. And so Mishnah says, oh, we don't do this nowadays because he says it's only been, it's so Simcha. And like he said, and later on he says it's only a, the Poskim don't quote this, perhaps it's only a Midas Chasidus, like we mentioned before. Okay. Alright, let's move to the Bach talks a little, we'll save a little time. Move to the Shochar. Okay, move to the Shochar. 42, excuse me. Okay.
You'd also have to say that maybe what he calls the business that you're going to do is not going to be too successful.
That's right. That's what you mentioned before about the Ma'ir Hanami. So the Shulchan Aruch does bring this theme, even though the Rambam doesn't. Shulchan Aruch does bring it in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, the same seminar, Chaim Sim Tov Kuf Nun Aleph. Sif Aleph, Mishnich Lazal Matan Mesimcha, Ubar Yisrael Dislay Dina Badi Chusi, Lishtamit Menei Debe Yamaz, they don't go to court and so on. And that's in Sif Aleph Sif Beis, Rosh Chodesh Adat Tanis, Matan Masa Matan Ben Shul Simcha, to go on Beis Chastus Levno, to build the Chuppah, to draw things they don't need, to paint, they don't need, to so all these things. Well, that might be considered business, I don't know. Okay.
Come out well anyway.
Okay, that's a different thing. Okay, and the Mogen Avraham says, like the Tosa Megillah, never mind the Yom Shul Shlomo saying the Tosas and Yavamas is more authoritative, the Mogen Avraham disagrees with that, and says, Kotna Aleph here in 43, the Matan Besimcha, Pirisha Ein Smech and Klal. Kamosha, not minimizing the ancient and cloud, Kamosha Kosa Tos Parakam and Megillah. So he follows the Tos and Megillah, the comment of the Yom Shoshoma notwithstanding. The Master Shekel explains, he says, you don't do, well, he doesn't. Remember, the Master Shekel tries to explain. Let me explain, but the Mogen Avraham, we should just know this in general, I think I mentioned it past, the Mogen Avraham did not write his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch HaRachaim to be a printed commentary. It's basically his notes that he wrote on the side of the page. You know, that's why it's not always so clear. He just quotes this, or it's brief. I don't know if it was on the side of the page, maybe in a notebook, but it wasn't written, this tradition, it wasn't written for publication, you know. But anyway, so Machta Shekel usually tries to explain one of them. Since he quotes Aleph, he quotes the Tosin Megillah. He says, it's got to be, you don't have your Mayat at all, you can't have Simcha at all, otherwise it should have explained. Okay? Now, he says, the problem is, but they only said that about the Tainus for the rain. But nevertheless, he brings it over, okay? And that's what he thinks that it means the same thing the 9 days also.
What does it mean?
So the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah explains, 45 is Mishnah Berurah, and Tavkuv now, Sif Aleph, he says, I am Mogen Avraham, so Alom Sh'ein Tzmechem Oklal, right? And Yud Aleph, one of them is Mematim, Masa Matim, says, Yeh, Yishmin Apostle, Shil Dehaim, Shil Yisim Matim, Matim, Shil Simcha. You go lick those clay kesef, they have to buy silver and gold stuff they don't need, new silverware, they don't need it. Oh, Tzarche Chupo Kedomen, Avastam Masa Matim, Ain Tzarche Lamayit Klal. But Yeh, Yishmin Apostle, the Kol Masa Matim, Tzarche Lamayit, but everything. Velo Yasok, Elekidei, Parnasoso. Just do what you need to make a living, and that's what he thinks.
Okay. To
right. He doesn't deal with that, but we mentioned, I'm sure someone said Simchas Moreus is included, okay, and Achanami, that's all under. We're talking tonight more about Masa Matan.
So that's not
okay.
Clout. It's some things yes and some things no.
Well, I mean, but I don't know. What Simcha is yet?
Klal would mean even without the race, even one person, or two.
Oh, I was saying. Okay, you're right, Nechanamni. So maybe that's what it means. Could mean that it could be that those.
You could invite one person to the LC?
Maybe not. Not Klal. Okay. Well, then you stop.
Is that called Simcha?
I mean, it is, but then you have no choice. Anyway, of course, if you have. Mishmur mentioned Yud Gimel, Yud Beis, Binyan Shel Simcha, it's only if you're something special. Yud Gimel, if your wall's falling down, or like I said before, the pipes break, that's not a problem. That's something else. Okay? And, alright, anyway, the Shaar Tzion, Aleph points out that the Mogen Avraham and the Mishmur quotes the Mogen Avraham, you know, makes the jump from the sugi about the tosis about the matan mute masa matan by the fair serene, he brings it over to you know, to the 9 days. But okay, that, you know, and he does mention sukkot yud aleph. To answer your question, Mizir, Behina Yesh Mikomos, Shenogu Lo Shalo Lisa Velitain Klaube, he says those, Mishum Maso Matin.
Yeah, but now going back to business, I want to know about swimming.
Yeah, okay, well, okay,
a lot of,
right.
A lot of famous songs.
Right, so there are other that's a different thing. So there are other manifestations. I can't cover everything, but I'm not talking about tonight about Maso Matin, you know, and Achanami, so maybe not. You know,
is that called simple?
I don't think it is, no. Yes, me, I'll
believe it. You still have limits.
Yeah.
It means bar mitzvahs and...
Bigger parties, right?
You sing in the show?
Look at the Shartion says. He says, Rizuri Chumar Shalom and Adin. This idea, not to do business at all, he thinks it's Chumar Shalom and Adin. He thinks it's wrong. He says, nobody says that. Okay. I don't have the time to read the Aruch HaShulchan. Those who want to take the time, in the beginning of Sim Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Beis and Gimel, he sums it all up as he always does. He has the whole sugya, the two different definitions of Masa Matin, why the Rambam didn't deal with it, and so on. I want to finish by examining the following. We raised this point before. Okay, and he says, why? The weddings are different, so on. And again, it's difficult. He deals with it a little bit, you know. We're supposed to be, I mean, I'll say outside, if the Gimli writes, we're supposed to be seen like a little bit like Nezufin Lamokum. We're embarrassed that we've been rejected by Kodesh Baruch Hu. This time it goes back to what we said before, about the month. You know, it's like rejected. So anything which would, you know, that deals a little bit of seichel, anything that would manifest itself as a, you know, as something joyous, like a singing, a shout. Okay, so what is it? Not an issue. I've always said this. People ask me, but and by this is aside from interrupt myself. But besides from the sakana issue, people always ask about swimming in the 9 days. I'm sure I get calls next week about they have a backyard play group. Can you have the kids go in the waiting pool and so on and so forth? So I thought that's a lot of the supervision. Okay, well, I remember when I was in Camp Torvadas. There was a heat wave in the 9 days, and Yaakov Kamesh was there, and he passed, and everybody's got to go on the phone. All these Kola guys didn't want to go. And Yaakov, I was a kid, but Yaakov said you have to go. So that's a different health issue. But what I also want to mention is that the issue of the 9 days, people listen about, listening, or 3 weeks even, listening to music, you know. So the truth is, a different problem. But can you listen to recorded music? That's the question. Listen to recorded music. So I thought recorded music probably is allowed. I thought it's an issue of live music in the context of the Simcha. However, I personally, same thing with Yud Beis Chodesh, after parents of Achon Sam, I personally did not listen to recorded music in the Yud Beis Chodesh, or I don't do it in the 3 weeks either, because I never go. I never listen to live music. I never go. I don't go to concerts.
It's like, I'm listening.
So that's also, there's something just for background noise.
I'm not
sure.
That
elevator music.
I'm having my coffee. I'm having my lunch.
Right. So I don't think it's a problem.
I need it.
And I don't think you need to go. I know that JM and the AM goes with a cappella this time of year. I don't think that. Okay, maybe it's better. I don't believe it.
Take away something this morning.
Yeah, I don't
think
so.
I tend to agree,
although you don't have to go farther than Chazal did.
I think the big difference is between
Yeah, hard to give music.
Right.
So anyway, let me just finish up. Let me finish up now the last points. How do we define it? Right, with business, yeah, some business. How much of the month? In other words, so take the whole month? The whole month? Oh, let's see. So the Mogad Avraham writes in 48, Simon Tov Kuf Nanal of Sivkot and Beis, Lishtamit Minei, about not going to court and everything, Ad Rosh Chodesh Elul, the entire month. They state Mogad Avraham. Okay, so there you go. Mogad Avraham? Yeah, that's what I mean. Tashtus is, look at the Machzah Shekel.
That's the court case.
Well, okay. Okay. Why should we be different? That could be a distinction. Good. Okay, hold on. So look at the Machzah Shekel on Sivkot and Beis. See the Tov Kuf Manal of Sivkot and Beis.
Right.
He quotes the Gemara in Tainis, Amar Papa, and so on and so forth. He said, look, you look in the original Gemara, go back to the original Gemara, it was in source number 13, of Tainis Tapach of Tainis and Beis, Amar Papa, Hilcha, Bar Yisrael, he said, Dinam, Lishtam, and Be'ov. The month of Av, so says the month of Av. No, it's the month of Av. It's the month of Av. Didn't say only a few days and so on. Does the month of Av extend this to everything else? It's hard to say, but at least in one aspect. But that's the month of Av.
The month of Av was living in a place. In this place.
Yeah.
Is this what he saw done? And we don't have that. Been that from
anybody
else.
I don't know. I don't know. That's a question. I'm not sure. Okay, that's a good question. The others though disagree with the whole with this yisod. Okay, the korban asano commenting on the rush in Tainus very quickly. I can find this Perek Dalad in the Masech of Tainus, and the korban asano is the first Oz Hay. He says he quotes them on Avram. Vani Omer Milishna the Gemara Adaraba Mashma Ad Achar Tisha B'Av, just till Tisha B'Av. That's what I think. And because he says, because what's the whole reason of Mishnichus Av Matim B'Simcha? It's because, you know, we're doing the time we're not a Simcha. So when are we not a Simcha? 9 days, right? Until Tisha B'Av. After Tisha B'Av, all bets are off. So that's what he says. And he said, brings a riot from the Zohar. Fine. So that's the Korban Asano. So Machlokes, so those are two different extremes. Okay? You take a look, I'll show you a couple of other sources quickly. We take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan. It's 50. Simatov Kuf Nadal of Sivkot Nid Aleph. He says, Vidad, the very end of Sivkot Aleph. Vidad, the Zesh, his barber, Siv Test, the Chol Chodesh, of Lishtam, Inish, Mavur, Bizar, Yisro, Davai, Chesmo, Dirach, Ad Tishabov, Lishtam, and Velo Yoser. He quotes that same Zohar as the Korban Asano brought. No, just to Tishabov. Okay? Now, in a slight variation, the Ben Ish Chai, the Sardi post, who was of Chaim of Baghdad, 51, the Ben Ish Chai, Shana, Shana, Parsh, Zoram, Oz Aleph, Omru, Rabba, Sen, Zoram, Rocha, quotes his din, Bar Yisrael, this, they didn't know how to Akam, Shaman, Ema, Rosh, Chosel, etc. The Yesh, Omru, Ad Tishabov, others say till the 10th, 9th of Av, the Hain, what does that mean? Ad Achar, Asorba, Av, you said. Ad Tishabov, after the 10th day.
Yes, so that's what
after the 10th day, with the 9th day, we keep till the Chatzos. The Zu Hasvora, he Iker. That's the Iker Svar. The Ein Sorech Lishtamish Ad Rosh Chodesh Elo. You don't have to keep all the Tosh Rosh Hashtamish Ad Rosh Chodesh Elo. El Arak Ad Achar Asorah B'Av. So some say Tishbav, some say Efta Asorah B'Av. That's how the Kafachayim has it also. You don't have it on the sheets. But the Kafachayim Tzukot Aleph, with the same Simon Topkul from the Aleph, he says, Rosh Chodesh Ad Asorah B'Av. That's how he quotes. And but then he quotes another Shita. In Sivkot and Gimel, he quotes another Shita. That some say, Kos of the Lowish Tamid Ela Ad Tubaov.
Ad Tubaov, okay.
That's another Shita.
Alright, but Tubaov is good.
Tubaov is okay, because that same Mishnah says, okay, you know, you have wonderful things in the 15th above, right? Yom Tom Eloy is a wonderful Yantid. So that's already a fourth Shita. So we had a one extreme, Mogan Abram says the whole month, always those Kodesh Elo. Others say, no, just through Tisha B'Av. Now you have a couple who say till the 10th above, and the Kafachayim quotes those who say until Tubaov. And by the way, that's how the Chassam Sofer also writes. In the same Hagos, the Shulchan Aruch and Tafkuf and Aleph on that Magen Avraham, he says some say so once Havahacha Kevan. No, by the way, the parallel because Adar is the whole month, right? If we go to Vav, yeah. So the month is the month. Right. So I'm so for deals with that. So yeah, okay.
It's the whole month
and through Pesach.
3 weeks.
But here he says it's different because there. It's connected, as you just said, to Pesach. Avahacha kevan she'ovri is the chsam sofer in his argos. Avahacha kevan she'ovri meitzar ovri. Once the disaster is gone, the disaster is gone. That's till Tisha B'Av. And certainly, it's a mekosi achar tubav delo hayom tomli sol ketubav. Right? So it's the day of Yontif, right? Yontif breaks Avelis, so this will also break it. You know, so that's the shita till Tubav. Okay, and finally, another shita, well, this will finish the Minchas Aluzer. That's the Munkacher Rebbe, in his Chuvas, Chela Gimel Simon Samach Vav, implies that he says, Ulam Puk Chazi 52, Ulam Puk Chazi Ma'am Debar V'chein Dol Om Sh'osin Isun Rehem Befat B'chodesh Av Acharei Shabbos Nachamu. Wait till Shabbos Nachamu. After Shabbos Nachamu, then it's okay. Now, he may not mean that, huh? I don't know, Shabbos Nachamu is already right. It's already a public... I would say, I don't have a riot for this, but I would say that he holds it. If Tubav comes first, then he would agree, I think, too well. But sometimes Shabbos Nachamu comes, like with Tishbos, it's a Thursday, so not, so then you don't have to wait all the way to Tubav either. Shabbos Nachamu is already enough of a Simcha. Public thing. So that's what he says, Achar Shabbos Nachamu. The Mishnah Berurah quotes both, Tavkov and Afsikot and Beis, Ad Rosh Chodesh Elov, Al Koponim, Ad Achar Tishbos. At least after Tishbos, he quotes the Mahara on the Korban Asano. I just want to end with a fascinating thing that same Chassam Sofer says, and this is done. He says, actually, you know, we sometimes people call the month of Menachem of. What's the deal with that? So he says, in effect, actually, there's 2 months. The month is split in two. There's the beginning of the month is of. That's Mishanichnos of Menachem Mesimcha. But then, after Tisha B'Av, or at least after Tubav, now it's Menachem of. Or maybe it's the Shabbos Nachum. It's Menachem. There's two different names. And just last thing I printed was the Aruch HaShulchan. And Eber Ezra Simen Kuf Chav Vav Sich Tazayin Tzilchus Gittin. What do you write in a get or in a ksuba? You write Av and Menachem Av. Well, this Shabbos is Shabbos Mevarchin. What do you say? Rosh Chodesh Av or Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av? So I think the minute is say Menachem Av. So says the Aruch HaShulchan. Take a look at this.
You have to say Menachem
Av.
You have
to wait till the first day. Right. Aruch HaShulchan writes in Kuf Chav Vav Sich Tazayin. Av, he says, ain't Kosin Menachem Av. You shouldn't write Menachem Av. In a get, the Masharigil and Lichtov came to Michtovim. That was really the meaning in the writer. One time people used to write letters. So they write a date on it. So the olden days. So they write the date on it. You know, when we learned how to write also, you write the date on the top corner, write the, and it's gone, a bygone era. But he says, but people would write Menachem Av in the letter, Uchshim Mevorchen Es HaChodesh, and we bench Rosh Chodesh, we all say Menachem Av. Zeh Rak L'Shem Nechama. That's, you know, a hope that we'll get comforted, Kishinizkim, it's Shemba Heir Amen, Amen, you know, we'll get it. I will smoke Rak Av, but the real name is Av. He quotes, some will say that some people, some Sardin, they wouldn't even call it Menachem Av, just plain Menachem. Menachem by itself. He says, some say it's kosher with the Evid. Alright? And he wonders about that. He is maybe by the Chachme HaSardim, that's okay. We don't call it Menachem. We call it at least Menachem Av. So he says, Neil and Asdaiti, the kosher Menachem Av, the kosher with the Evid. The Gat will be kosher with the Evid.
And what are the, okay? The Aramaic names altogether? What's the right?
Different channel. Another problem. Okay, another Talmud Torah. The Cain Mevarach HaChodesh B'chol Medino Seino. That's the Minig Baruch Chodesh Benjamin. But anyway, I just thought it was interesting on some sofer that half the month is Av, half the month is Menachem Av. Anyway, just some insights into the 9 days, which we hope will talk to be a time of Nechama. Okay.
Amen.
I've got in Shabbos.
No, he is. How can you possibly...